Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I wasn't sure I got back on or not. This is Donna.
Hello,
and,
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. We're all
Hi, Donna.
Here.
Hi. I'm so glad you're all with us tonight. It's going to be a great, great class. And in a few minutes, I'm going to mute everybody so that we won't have any background noise. And all of you, just in case, if any of you come on by hitting star 6 later to ask a question or share something, be sure you hit star 6 again when you get off, because if you don't, then we start hearing background noise, and I have to go through this mute procedure, which I don't always do correctly.
We'll forgive you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to mute us now. And Donna, you'll need to hit star 6 to get back on, I think.
Okay,
great. So I'll let you go ahead. I want to introduce everybody to Donna Dreagan, who will be our hostess tonight, and she will take us through the first part of our class, getting us warmed up and ready for some really good information and some really good meat on how we have affected this world with the new blue wave and how it's getting stronger and stronger and all that's happening right now. There's a constant new update every month on the things that are happening on this planet. It's a very exciting time. And we chose, before we even came here, because we had free will to choose when we came back, we chose to come here at this time. And I'm pretty sure that most of us chose to come here to take part in the rescuing and the raising up and the new birth of our planet with this new blue wave. So with that, I will let Donna Dreagan begin. She's a wonderful HeartShare team member who helps in so many ways and reaches so many people on the East Coast. So we're very grateful for her. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. We'd like to get acquainted with you tonight, and we'd like to know more about you, where you come from, and if you would like to meet one of us in your area who's like-minded, please stay with us after class. We have contacts from all over the world who would like to meet you, and if you would like to stay updated with the Heart Center activities and offerings, please stay at the end of the class, and we'll put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You'll hear us from monthly or more often, depending upon your preference. You're also invited to share in any prayer requests with us at the end of the class, which occurs approximately 9:15 Central Time. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Barbara, Cindy, Donna Corse, Dwayne, Lenore, Marlene, Sharon, and myself, Donna Dreagan. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like us to help, please contact Donna Corse, Barbara Gabbard, or any of the team members. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone who that has been invited to this class. You may express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class. We will honor them and you. Note the phone numbers and links on your class invitation. We're composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by ultimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our God presence. And the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us towards our ascension. Our mission, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Masters' teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. We have a wonderful class tonight with Saran Cusco speaking through David Lewis, our founder and spiritual teacher. I'd like to ask Cindy, one of our beloved team members, to give you a brief introduction to these Ascended Masters who are working together to raise our planet higher spiritually. Cindy?
Hello, this is Cindy. Can you hear me?
Yes, she's coming from Mexico, right, Cindy?
Yes, I am. I'm on Skype, and so hopefully everything will work just fine. Okay, so I'll begin then. Cusco's is a missionary of the God Star, meaning that he is here on a mission. He is a disciple of Surya and director of Surya's retreat of God's Will, the sacred retreat of the Blue Flame. This retreat is in an island northeast of Vit Di Vebu, which is the largest island in Fiji. It is under the sea and within the mountains. This retreat comes under the hierarchy of the God Star Sis. For many centuries, Cusco has served under beloved Surya to avert or alter cataclysmic activities. Cusco's retreat is dedicated to the holding of the balance of forces in the earth. He also guards the earth so that it remains on its axis and in its orbit. Ascended masters who serve with Cusco at his retreat also use advanced technology, including computers and scientific instruments. Cusco is concerned with the riptides of anger, hate, fear, frustration, confusion, diversion, gossip, and all the other momentums of psychic force that affect all life streams on the earth. Surya and Cusco also are concerned about raising the flame of the mother and the culture of the motherland. As we enter the Aquarian age, the mother aspect will be very much more prominent. On December 23rd, 1973, in Cusco, Peru, Cusco said, "I am the governing presence of a flame that was anchored here thousands of years ago, far beyond the mist of time and space, as you reckon them. And the flame is a focus of hearts, hearts consecrated to the Christ. Twin flame concentrated to a new race and a golden age." Cusco is well remembered in South America and honored there. He also works closely with the elemental life to hold the balance of Earth's transition from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. Now, Surya is a cosmic being of Sirius. The ascended masters teach that God Surya is the hierarch of the God Star Sirius. He wields the tremendous power of the God Star on behalf of all the evolutions of Earth. His flame is an intense blue tinged with white. Surya appears in the mythology and religion of India as both the sun and the sun god. The Sanskrit word Surya comes from the word sur, yes you are, meaning to shine. Sirius is the brightest star in the heavens and is the seat of God government for this sector of the galaxy. Sirius is known by astronomers to be a star comprised of two stars and is in the constellation Canis Major. Now, Sirius A, the brighter of the two stars, is a blue-white star that is 23 times brighter than our sun. Sirius B is a white dwarf star that is not visible to the naked eye. In the revolving of the lesser sun around the greater, we see the devotion of the Chila Cusco to his guru Surya. I think that's pretty cool. In a spiritual sense, all of us have come from Sirius. It is our point of origin and our home at the deepest level of our being. Sirius says, any number of you hail from the God Star and count it as your home base. As you have volunteered to serve with angels from Sirius and enter these octaves of Maya. Surya, from the God Star, holds the balance for the natural forces in the earth. And as I mentioned, he is assisted by the Ascended Master, Cuzcos. Cuzco journeys back and forth between the earth and Sirius to make his report before the 24 elders and the sun god and goddess of the God Star. Surya is very much involved with Jesus in the judgment of the fallen angels. He has promised to place his electronic presence wherever you are and wherever the fallen angels are. You can visualize this mighty being, Surya, anywhere and everywhere, seated in the lotus position as a mighty Buddha of light. So that concludes my report. Thank you.
Are you there, Donna? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I had unmuted. All right. You do not have to feel like you must be perfect to be friends with the Masters. They want you to be friends, and they're here to serve you. I suggest you have a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around and take notes and meditate with us. We'll be we'll keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have muted you, and you may have an opportunity later to in the class to ask questions. If that opportunity arises, just press star 6, and we can hear you. We ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or comment so that we can finish the class on time. At the end of your question, please press star 6 again, and you'll be muted again. Now I'd like to call upon Sharon to give us some announcements at this time. Sharon?
I'm here. Can you hear me this time?
Yes.
Okay. By God's grace, we stand together in the golden light of mighty victory and radiate our appreciation and greatest love to the sponsors of our Heart Center movement, El Moria, Great Divine Director, Mother Mary, Om Ram, Lanello, Claire DeLee, Jesus, and Paul the Venetian. We are grateful for the sacred alchemies of the new blue and violet waves. We unite in one voice to call into manifest reality our perfect vision that the Pure Land is here now as we walk mindfully and gently upon our beloved Earth. We live in harmony with Mother Nature as we embrace the principles of sustainability and permaculture. We grow our own organic food and offer our conscious support to other local growers. Dr. Maria Montessori's vision of treating children as we desire to be treated is in its rightful place in our educational systems throughout the world. We are free in our Heart Center mission to embrace the wonderful teachings of Om Ram Mikhail Ivanov and Peter Danov and to be helping hands in establishing 50 centers across the United States where these teachings are studied, practiced, and shared with loving kindness, laughter, and joy. There is a steadily growing Heart Center Internet broadcast and live audience. We are grateful to have the abundance we require to continue funding all live broadcasts via online radio, video, and audio. Our events are well planned in advance to provide maximum opportunity for light bearers of all ages to integrate with our joy-filled community. We see, feel, accept, and claim the victory and fun of our winter solstice celebration in Vista, California. The 12 Archangels resurrect the Temple Fountains of Lemuria. That will be December 18th through the 21st. We also have a special Thanksgiving program service with Jesus and Magda from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. We also are featuring the Master Speaks series with Kuan Yin on December 17th. Our Creative Partnership team members plan and host their next teleclass. Saint Germain has lovingly created his Advanced Alchemy Books 1 and 2, which is very exciting, and Almoya's Advanced Studies of the Human Horror Book sells thousands of copies, and Afra's great tome is ready to be delivered as an eternal Christmas gift to humanity. Our Eternal Heart Center Council emanates universal brotherhood and peace on earth. As always, love rules the world. Back to you, Donna.
Thank you. Is Lenore on the line?
She won't
Lenore?
Be on till late.
Oh, okay. How about Barbara?
Barbara should be here.
Barbara? Are you there?
Yes, Barbara is here.
Can you give the invocation, please?
All right. I will be happy to do that. Oh, beloved hosts of heaven, beloved great white brotherhood, beloved Himalaya, beloved Surya and Cusco, and all the sponsors of the Heart Center and all our individual sponsors, please place your electronic presence over us this night and guide us in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Teach us those things that you desire us to know and help us to grow into the fullness of the understanding of who we are as divine solar beings, and to embrace our own Dharma and step forward into the fullness of the Aquarian age. We're so very grateful for this opportunity to learn and grow. Thank you for letting us be together tonight. In the name I am that I am, amen.
Thank you, Barbara. Now we're going to have a breathing exercise, meditation. Just one time, we're going to do this one time. We do a breathing meditation called pranayama to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. Ready? Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said the Holy Spirit is of feminine gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it, breathe out, hold it. And each statement is to the count of eight. And what I'll say is in, hold, out, hold, okay? In, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Thank you. Now, tonight, we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You're muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time together. Prayer with Archangel Michael, 10.017. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, oh God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, to serve all life until there's freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our earth. And now we will have a song with Donna Korth.
Okay, the song tonight is, if you happen to have the song and prayer book, it's number 122, and it's called The Gift of Love. It was written originally to honor the Elohim Eros and his twin flame, Amora. And I think you will really enjoy this. Sing it with us. You will only hear yourself, but that's okay. You need to be loving yourself also. Here we go. One of my favorite songs. So now we are going to hear this wonderful heart stream from Saria and Cusco. We've called it several different things. We've called it How Do We Flood the Earth with Light and the New Blue Wave. We've announced it as a question. Do you know what happened? What has happened on this earth since the new blue wave came? Do you know what you have done to bring it about? And we're going to talk all about that tonight. I think you'll find it exciting. So let me get this started. We'll get right into it. Whoops. Okay, here we go. Hang on to your hats.
We are Saria and Cusco, and we come to the earth this day to invest a quotient of fire and spiritual light into the environs in which you live, and deep within the earth for the stabilization of this sphere, Terra, and the light of God that always prevails. The ritual, blessed ones, that you have now engaged in this day has accomplished a certain action whereby the light of Christic cosmic peace has wrapped the earth and assuaged all in a certain radiance that has bestowed grace, beingness, and presence throughout many dimensional spheres of awareness, planes of consciousness. And levels where angels of the sacred fire have gone to perform cosmic surgery, as it were, to raise life and to bless the evolutions of Earth. These beautiful songs co-created by conscious ones upon earth have truly blessed and bestowed, as you have sung them, a very fine and divinely delicate radiance. That is an antidote to war, division, and strife. Truly, blessed ones, it is the alchemy of love, as you have known it from deep within your hearts, that through your singing and your devotional stance toward the Divine One represents the highest offering of your souls to the universe. And as angels have merged with you during this hour of intimate communion with the great central sun, the Elohim, divine beings who represent peace and love, there has been inculcated in certain sectors of the earth an action of protection and the sealing of the astral plane from certain eruptions that could have occurred that would have brought about the demise of many.
What Saria and Cusco are talking about here is the fact they're talking about a broadcast that we did. The ritual action that resulted in the earth being victorious and raised in awareness was just a regular broadcast in which, as I was getting dressed for work, I played the music, we prayed together, we shared our hearts, we called in for healing. And this was done by people all over the world, especially the USA, by our computers, our telephones, and our smartphones. And our action, because it came from our hearts, he says here, was preventing actual earthquakes and disruptions and calamities on this planet. It was saving lives, he said. Now, people that listen to these broadcasts are from Sweden, they're from South America, they're from South Africa, they're from Spain, and many other parts of the world. Australia, another one. If you are drawn to any of the activities that the Heart Center does, such as this teleclass, then this is your reason for being here, to help save lives. And there are more activities where you can get more done. Let us help you join our broadcast by your cell phone or your computer, and it will increase your awareness, your happiness, and your good karma. It's a powerful time. If you don't have a computer, I often do this myself. I take my speakerphone, I dial in the number from one of those numbers that I sent you. It doesn't matter which one you use. And then the recorded voice says to press your extension, which is usually 101. But if you have trouble with it, give me a call. So I take my speakerphone, and I dial in, and then I press 101, and I carry my speakerphone as I go out and fix food for my dog in the morning, as I go out and get the paper, as I go out and do this or that, as I run around the house, I carry my speakerphone with me in my pocket or in my left hand and do all kinds of stuff. And I pray with the people that are praying on the phone, on the broadcast. And I sing with them. And I take notice of what's going on in the world. And it's a very important action we find here from Saria and Cusco, that we are taking part in these things. So now we'll go on and hear some more stuff here.
Yes, blessed hearts, when true devotion is invoked by conscious ones in a ritual such as this, there is extended to mankind by the very hand of God blessing and grace. There is a sacred anointing of souls, of peoples, even of nations and continents, by the hand of the Holy One. And there can be mitigation of all manner of the proliferation of darkness, the spreading of disease, the mass consciousness, unwed to the divine, transmuted, and the lifting of many burdens upon many life streams at many levels of awareness.
Now let me tell you some of the burdens and the good things that are happening that you will never hear in the media, or I shouldn't say never, but rarely. I got on Google and I put in positive news. And I learned so many wonderful things that are happening on our planet. I wish I had time to tell you about them. But here's a few of the little ones. A group of African musicians banded together, and they wrote songs that tell how to prevent their people from coming down with Ebola. So the people are singing these songs, and they're learning how to prevent it, and they're singing the songs and teaching them to their children and their relatives and everybody around them. They're learning that it's not a good idea to hug the dead body of a family of somebody that died from Ebola, that it's not a good idea to forget to wash your hands, and all kinds of other things that they are doing because of these dear people that got together and wrote these songs. And then there is a super internet system coming out now. I don't know what it is. I don't know that much about it. But some of the things that they're hoping this will do is help prevent economic collapse. There is a group called Daily Vox, which is helping South African youth become better writers and storytellers. There are people now monitoring the rainforest from Brazil to Indonesia and saving them because of computer monitoring. In Canada, the police force of a number of places hands out positive tickets to people who are law-abiding, and they can use these to get a job because it looks pretty good on a resume to get a positive ticket from a policeman who says they are good law-abiding citizens. There are cities now, 60 of them at least, competing across the planet for being named the most inspiring places to live. And they are doing, they're competing by helping newcomers that move in to get adjusted. Facebook is spearheading getting computer technology to all the countries of the world, and there are many countries, did you know there are many countries, little countries here and there, that do not even know what a computer looks like. So they're teaching children and people to know what's really going on in the world by doing this. And as co-founder and director of a business called Startup Business, or called AltGen, actually, A-L-T, capital G-E-N, there's a young man named Colvin who is changing the economy. He launched it in May, and AltGen is helping 18 to 29-year-olds set up their own worker co-ops, businesses owned and managed by their employees, in an effort to help tackle the UK's youth unemployment crisis. And it's working. There are youth helping youth to start their own businesses and to maintain them and keep them. There's a group called the New Story Summit, and it's a gathering of people that came from 50 countries around the world to challenge our current civilization's norms. And they are also attempting to create a new story that serves, teaches people how to serve others. There's hundreds of people that gathered together in a conference for this very purpose in Scotland recently. And as Syria is struggling under the weight of the ongoing conflict that they have had, there are teams of youth going over there to help the people since where others have fled, and they're saving the lives in the process. People are coming to help them, and that's a very big report on positive news. The Islamics and the Jewish people are gathering together to celebrate Ramadan together at a Cairo synagogue. Can you imagine? I don't think you'd hear that in the media. And there are more groups of people from Iran and Israel, youth getting together and saying, what's all the fuss about? Why do people hate Jews, and why do people hate Muslims, and why do people hate this? Why is there so much hate? And they're forming together to form love groups, groups that send out love. And then there, we have a group called AC, anyhow, I never can say it right, it's ACLJ or something like that. It's a group that, it's not ACLU, it's the opposite of that, but it's a group that defends all kinds of wonderful causes. And I just got a report from them today called the Victory Report. And it talks about all of these legal situations in which Christians won their case. For instance, Hobby Lobby and other groups where they are allowed to say what they want and do what they want to increase the power of love where they work and live and have their businesses. The Ground Zero Cross that you may have heard of, I forget what it was, where it was located. It seems like it was in the desert of either New Mexico or Nevada, but the certain people like the Atheist National or American Atheist Group did not want that cross to stand out there. That case was won. The cross stands, and in fact, it's going to be put in the museum. There's all kinds of things that the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ, that's what it is doing, and they have won case after case after case to protect people in our country and in Russia. They have a group in Russia, and they have groups in other parts of the world. There are several churches in Russia that were the government was trying to close down. They have been reopened because of this American Center for Law and Justice. And I just wanted to share those things with you so that you would know there are good things happening as a result of this new blue wave in a big way that you won't hear about, and it's probably just as well that it's not all over the media right now. So now let's go on.
Oh, how devotion to the Most High God rises as a divine incense and holy aroma to literally feed the fountains of the Divine Mother with the essences of the heart's love of initiates of the sacred fire, whereby angels of mercy, angels of kindness, angels of divine design, then sprinkle the light essences from the altars of the Most High God throughout many spheres, including your earth, to raise life, to secure many in their divine design, and to safeguard the holy plan vouchsafed to the Great White Brotherhood in this time for the enlightenment and freedom of millions. O Blessed Ones, when you sacrifice something of your lesser self, even as you give of your greater self, in devotional songs and praise and hymns to the Eternal One, you yourself are blessed in this sacred procession of light and divine sound, harmony, and symphonies of light carry on waves of divine consciousness. Your devotions, your adoration to many planetary spheres. And there is a new harmonic established. There is a new divine design co-created, whereby the kingdoms of this earth truly do merge with the kingdoms of heaven. And there is a sanctification and glorification of all, and the radiance of the Holy Spirit, who comes to breathe new life into you and into many for the great restoration that is required at this time in Earth's history. Though we have our scientific formulations that are very specific and how we attend to the needs of mankind, and how we adjust the frequencies and the oscillations of light and darkness around and within the earth. Our work is made easier, Blessed Ones, when you are in attunement with the central sun, the atom of divine beingness, of your own great God presence. And when you, in a harmonic state of inner and outer peace, stable in your mind and heart set, are there to anchor the cosmic wave patterns that we send forth for this action to occur for true equilibrium to be maintained throughout the earth. It is a conscious attitude that one may establish within oneself to always maintain harmony, inner joy, and divine radiance. And when any devotee so fulfills the law of being in this matrix of perfection, there is drawn into the earth sphere itself the new blue wave from Sirius. God ideals anchored within the higher minds of mankind, and a new way of light modeled within the lives of initiates of the sacred fire.
Okay, we're going to talk for a minute here about the new blue wave and the new blue ray, or the new blue energies. They're all part of the same. The wave is the oversoul kind of this. It's the larger piece of it. But the new blue ray descends from Alpha and Omega, the Father, Mother, God of our universe, and it pulses out to us from the God star Sirius that Cindy was telling us about. It's the first of the new higher frequencies being introduced into the earth at this time, to this entire solar system. It was announced by El Moria in his heart stream of January 11th, 2007. And this new current of energy signifies the great shift that is occurring, that's ushering us into an age of illumination, enlightenment, compassion, and freedom. It's an age when the mother light, which is predominant right now, is activated in the earth even more and in mankind. This new blue ray is sealed within the frequencies that are always changing, demonstrating our need to be adaptable in order to flow with the winds of the Holy Spirit. And to really understand the new blue wave, we must move from a sense of duality and enter what the masters have called a unified field of beingness in God, which is beyond doctrine or dogma and man-made law. The new blue ray is the new law of life. This is what El Moria said. He also said at that time, the new blue energies are key to lifting you out of the doldrums and out of your temporary lapses of God self-awareness, and out of depression and defeat. Because when you are in depression, defeat, you do not experience these energies. And I want to just remind you of a verse that is just I've just clung to for years. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, there isn't any test given to you that isn't common to man. But God is faithful, and he won't allow you to be tried beyond what you are able to take. But he will, with your test and trial, make a way to endure and to progress so that you may be able to bear it. Now, I've had many times in my life when I sure would have loved to have had the blue wave, and I'm having it now, and I'm feeling such a great benefit. Just the other day in a broadcast, David Lewis healed a lot of people. He sent forth his healing rays to so many people that called in from the masters. These healing rays came through, and I could see a blue light almost in my mind's eye coming into me and relieving me of a tremendous amount of discomfort I was having with my right hip. I don't know what I had done with it, but I decided to cancel my appointment with a chiropractor that day because I didn't need it anymore. But I will tell you this. In the past, when I have been depressed, I was excited to learn that the dark forces are getting lighter. They're fading. A lot of what we observe that we see happening right now that seems so terrible are the last vestiges, probably the last vestiges of karma. Certain beings that have had to come over and over, and some of them that are not yet learning their lessons. So karma is finishing out as we know it now. But I can remember when I couldn't understand the ins and outs of the real estate that I inherited when my husband died, and I felt like a failure. And I'm sure you've all had times when you feel like a failure. And I can remember when I ran into, or they ran into me, two horses, and I wrecked my car. I felt like a failure. Why didn't I see them? And I can remember when my children and my husband didn't accept or want to understand my involvement with New Age things and the Masters and the Brotherhood and the Heart Center. And I felt like a failure for not being able to explain it to them. But 1 Corinthians 10:13, there isn't any trial given you that isn't common to man. And God is faithful and won't allow you to be tried beyond what you're able. I claim that. And I can remember mistakes I made in handling my store. I can remember ordering 300 pounds of beans instead of 30 pounds. Oh, my goodness, did I get in trouble. So, you know, we all make mistakes, and we all feel like failures at different times. But with this new blue wave, you can be so quickly lifted out of it. And one of the things that El Moria gave us was a little, if you might want to write this down, if you have a pencil and paper, write this down and say it throughout the day whenever you feel like a failure or depressed or you're not amounting to anything or you're not doing what you think you should be doing and you're confused, say this. Here's what it is. And he said this back in January 2007. I am El Moria. Here's what he said for us to say. I am El Moria, where I am as I stand in his fire. I will be an electrode of blue fire light to save a planet and her people for El Moria and for the great divine director that he was working with. You could also say new blue frequency there, and I'll repeat this a couple of times. I am El Moria, where I am, as I stand in his fire, period. I will be an electrode of blue fire light to save the planet and her people for El Moria and for the great divine director. I say this often over and over as I'm walking around a lake with my dog that's about a mile away from us. I am El Moria, where I am as I stand in his fire. I will be an electrode of blue fire light to save the planet and her people for El Moria and for the great, or you can just say the divine director. At that time, we called him the great divine director, but either way, that is a very important claim that we can make and feel the presence of El Moria as you say it. Okay, let's go on here.
Yes, we work with the Manus. We work with the Lords of the Rays and the Buddhas, Divine Radiance. And in our work, the holy frequencies bestowed upon and within the earth are there to affirm and reaffirm what God established in the beginning of the creation itself as pure love, givingness, wholeness. Yes, Blessed One, when you call to us, Soria and Cusco, we rekindle the blue fire, white fire sun within your higher being in a new radiant stream of God consciousness, whereby you may be trued again to your holy purpose. Fulfill your reason for being here at this time, in this place, upon earth today.
Now, Manus are great beings who are assigned by God to sponsor the Christic Buddhic image for the root races, of which there are seven root races that we're aware of. The seventh root race is entering our planet now. Most of them are being born south of the United States and in China, but they're coming in all over the world. And they are mostly advanced souls who will help this planet as she ascends in this higher dimension in which she is ascending now. They are often called indigo or crystal children, many of these. They are very sentient beings, which means they're very aware, and they are often misunderstood. Some of them, because they are so aware and they are so active, are given ADHD treatments, Ritalin and things like that, which are not so good for them. But the angels are watching over them, caring for them, clearing their systems, keeping them as pure as angels do. So we can pray for these children that are coming in, that the Manus are sponsoring. And if you know some of them especially, be praying for them and understand them. Okay, we'll go on here.
Now we coalesce with blue fire, white fire radiance around each of you. And especially around the pilgrims who will soon be journeying to Canada and the northern climes of North America. We shall ray forth through your causal bodies, through your atmic bodies, through your solar bodies, divine quintessences to affix within the areas in which you walk, engrams of God power, protection, and perfection, dearest ones.
Just a brief message or note here about Canada. I was part of this group that they were honoring, that went to Canada on a pilgrimage, and any of you who are listening today could have gone with us. If you ever have any desires to take part in some of these things that are going on, you can just call our help desk or call me or call Barbara or call any of our team members, and we will help you. We were able to spread light and love throughout those parts of Canada where we traveled, and they were places like Montreal, Quebec, Ontario, Toronto. And I got to watch my roommate do some great healing work on a Canadian acquaintance. We got more up to date regarding child trafficking and child abuse situations that have affected Native Indian Canadian children. We had a wonderful one-day conference with Saint Germain. We met other Canadian light bearers, and we shared our mission with our bus driver and many others. And so that's just a little update there, and there's much more I could tell you, but you would have to give me a call in order for me to take the time and do that.
You see, there is much more that occurs within these sacred journeys, and you know in your outer minds. For as our holy brethren upon earth and those who can, by divine decree, the power and will of the Almighty anchor these energies. You are utilized ways and means that are truly magical and representative of adepts, those who we rely upon to maintain harmony, cosmic stability upon the earth. trek upwards is worth the inconvenience, the cost, and even at times the strain upon the physical vehicle, the mental body, and the emotions of our beloved ones. You see, you are all captivated by God in this alchemy of spirit. And there is the distribution among you as you are able to maintain and hold that balance. Strains of darkness to be transmuted within your hearts and beings and auric fields. And therefore it is always essential as your primary work to be in league with and in tune with your divine presence, so that this transmutative, powerful action that allows for heaven to descend into this plane to occur by God's grace through you.
Just briefly, I want to say that if you do not feel you are in tune with your higher self, your Father, Mother, God, call 312-253-7600 and ask Jeanette how to take this recent course we took called Inner Stillness, because this is how you contact your higher self in a very unique, caressing, warm, loving, harmonic way, which is what he's talking about. He says it's essential as your primary work to be in league with and in tune with your divine presence. Well, you know, us Westerners have a hard time with that. Our minds are racing 100 miles a minute, and we're thinking of this, and we're thinking of that, and we go to a room to get something, and we forget what we went there for because we were thinking of something else by the time we got there. So check out some of our meditations on our homepage. If you don't have a computer, try to get at least occasionally to your library computer or use somebody's computer, or we can even send you a few meditations if I can find some online that are printed. And by the way, let me mention again that we are willing to send copies of our heart streams that are printed out to those of you who ask. We won't just send them out because it takes a little while to do this sort of thing. But if you ask us, we will send them to you, and we're thrilled to do it to those who ask. At least take a few minutes, if you're having trouble with meditating, take a few minutes before you go to bed and right after you arise daily to be still and listen and remember that verse, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And every time your mind wanders, bring it back. Don't hit yourself or get mad at yourself. Just bring it back and observe what's happening. At least breathe in and out as we taught you to do it tonight. This helps. If you do that the whole time that you're trying to meditate, that you are meditating, rather, excuse me for saying that, because everybody can do it. It will help you not be distracted by doing the breathing exercise. You can even set a timer, a kitchen timer, and just observe your thoughts. Begin throughout the day asking advice from your higher self, starting with simple things like, should I eat this piece of pie? Where are my keys? What should I do about my neighbor's cat? Help me to schedule my day most efficiently, please, Father, Mother, God. And then sit down and do it with your Father, Mother, God, and you will see amazing things happen. I can't tell you how many times I have struggled with something and then finally asked my higher self what to do about it, and immediately I got the answer. Another thing that's very helpful is doing what we call Ho'oponopono, and you've heard the story about the psychologist in the hospital for the insane criminals and how he was hired to go there and solve all their problems, which he couldn't do because people were quitting right and left and people were being injured by the patients. And so he just began to pick up one chart after another, and over, he said, I love you. and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, what he was doing was showing us an example of the end of duality. He was saying this because we are all one. And when somebody else is doing something in the world that is not right, we take responsibility with it as another cell in the same body of God. So this is what this psychologist was doing. And over and over and over, he said, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And these people got well. And the employees came back. And pretty soon they closed down the whole hospital because they no longer needed it. So let's go on here.
Now the Elohim whom you have invoked affix certain cosmic solar energies around the earth and the seven with their complements stand, raying forth the dynamism and power and glory of God in an infinitude of radiance and divine joy. O blessed ones, we shall not leave the earth bereft of our presence, our love, and our light. It is time that the light prevails fully upon and within the earth, first through our initiates and then through all the alchemies that are in the process of being fulfilled through the holy missions of those whom we have sent to earth to save this planetary sphere. Elohim, now complete the work of this day through this action of your crystal beings, as there is an acceleration of God power, wisdom, and love, and all the virtues of purity, the science of being, peace, and the alchemy of violet light joy. Blaze forth your cosmic rays now. Blaze forth your cosmic rays now. Blaze forth your cosmic rays now, O co-creators of worlds and systems of worlds.
Just quickly, I want to tell you that if you would like to know who all of these seven Elohim are and their twin flames, you can go to heartcenter.org. And up there where it says search, it's on the upper right-hand side, I believe, you can enter seven Elohim. And it will give them all, you will find out, you'll learn their names in a hurry. Or you can even go to teachings, which is on the top, a little horizontal purple stripe on the top of our web page. Go to teachings and blogs. There will be a drop down of words, and you can click on Heart Streams and Discourses, and then there will be a drop down that says Heart Streams Database. Going back to the Heart Streams under teachings and blogs, there's a place called Dictionary, and you can click on Dictionary, and you can learn all about the Elohim, who are referred to in the Revelation as the seven spirits of God, and in Job as the morning stars. And they are beings of immense light and power, and they are also called the builders of form, because it was they who created the physical universe in which we live with our Almighty God. Serving under the Elohim are the four hierarchs of the elements and the elemental kingdom, which we have talked a little bit about in the past.
How great is God, and how great are those who are attuned and one with God and what they fulfill as co-creators within the universe of all beingness. Now, blessed ones, there is the extraction from this planetary home of certain evil strains of darkness. From the deepest levels of the astral plane, from the atmosphere itself, and from the 33rd level of hell, and cosmic angels that you would say are muscular and mammoth in their appearance and God power. Capture. Bind. And remand these life streams and force fields to the great central sun for cosmic adjudication of the 24 elders and the Lord God himself. This action could only occur at this juncture of time through the work of holy initiates who have cried and cried to the Most High for intercession and for deliverance. And so the Lord has heard your prayers and your heart's call and answered this day through what we together have initiated, have invoked, and now have seen manifest.
So now you know that there are strains, humongous strains of darkness that have been removed and taken to the great central sun for adjudication or judgment, and force fields also that are negative. They're being taken. They're going. Little by little, they are going. And you will feel it. You will even feel the increased positiveness on our planet as much as you see things happening that you don't like. All things work together for good for them that love the Lord and call upon his name. That's another verse out of Romans. So, be aware of the wonderful things that are, in fact, happening, that these have been taken. And remember, these came from lower levels of our astral planes. We know from our studies with masters that there are 33 levels, astral levels downward, and there are 33 levels upward. So we're kind of right in the middle, aren't we? But those negative astral things that have been bothering us and that have been very evil on our planet are being taken. So praise God for that.
We thank you, Blessed Hearts, for the magnanimity of your givingness day after day in these morning broadcast services, where you see how many were called to the altar. You have been those who have taken seriously this work upon you as your primary focus, and thereby cosmic blessings have ensued, and the grace of God is now yours to experience the bliss of your presence and the power of the word, the logos as it has flowed through your throat chakra, your very essence. Thank you, those of you who have been true to the word, utilizing this divine science of holy affirmation divine decrees, invocations, and devotional singing. You have truly mitigated much suffering and forestalled dark prophecies for months, for years, and in some cases decades. For this, we, Saria and Cusco, are grateful and bless you again with our appreciational joy and sealing action of light. Peace be still and know the I Am within you, who is always there, on behalf of the Lord God, to win the day through the power of that peace, through the joy of the new day. We thank you.
Just briefly, I want to tell you of a great being called Sir or Sire. I'm not quite sure. It's spelled S-I-R like Sir, but he is known as the Lord of the world of Sirius, and his twin flame is Sol. And this Lord of Sirius came to bless and encourage us each individually at our summer conference this last summer. This was a powerful experience as he pinpointed those strong points and sometimes gently prodded us in our weak areas, challenging us to be up and doing with a new light and love that pierced every cell in our body with his light and his energy. He spoke to each one of us separately, leaving many of us in tears and our hearts pounding as he pierced the inner workings of our hearts. And I would say that things like that that happen regularly in our conferences, special blessings unexpectedly on our broadcasts, in our Maru University classes that we have, so many things going on all the time, makes a good reason to try to attend somehow, some way, even if you don't have access to a computer or do not feel real computer savvy. We, all of us, are that have learned a little bit about our computers, and believe me, I have a lot more to learn, but we are all happy to walk you through anything you would like to learn about our website and anything else that we can help you with also. I just wanted to share one more thing. There was a great being from Sirius named Atlan who said in February of 2013, he said, "I am Atlan, and I am a region of the Isle of Victros on Sirius. I am here called by your Elohim Astraea to lend the momentum of my being unto you, O souls of light upon earth, for the victory of the blue fire, white fire sun within your being and your earth. Now, just call on me whenever you want help." So there are so many beings out there wanting us to call on them. And I'm going to mention one more person. We don't have time to go into too much, but there is a wonderful master named Lanello. He was known as Mark Prophet when he was here on this planet. I'm trying to think what year he died. I think it was in the 60s. I think it was in the 70s. I'm not sure, but I know that he was here as a serving on our planet and in our country for about 12 years. And now he speaks to us as an ascended master named Lanello. And he told us recently that when we do, when we get together especially and do broadcasts or listen to broadcasts or take part in them even, there's an anchoring of light in certain areas that's essential at this very hour of Earth's history. And I'm reading now what he said. He said, "For the handwriting is on the wall for possible war in the Middle East, as you have recently heard. And if you have been oblivious to what is occurring, dearest ones, and if you have not felt the impulses of the still dark energies remaining that come out of the astral plane, then we say, wake up. See what is before you. These astral energies that do remain are going down, kicking and screaming. Realize, that's not my words, realize that your purpose in this hour, partly as a light bearer, is to forestall greater planetary darkness and energies. And therefore, this action, if you see it as what you have come to this earth to fulfill, is essential in this hour for this light to be invoked to circle the planet round and to prevent greater calamity, greater destruction of life, property, and of civilization in certain areas as a whole. He says, I say that the danger now in the Middle East for planetary war is greater than when I ascended myself. So he encourages us to tend the broadcast and do our prayers and our decrees and our singing together and backing each other up, helping one another as we continue to apply this new blue wave, this new blue fire within each of us. Does anybody have any questions at this time? Just hit *6.
Hey, Donna.
Yes.
This is Barbara. Mark Prophet ascended February 26, 1973. Yeah, from La Terrelle in Colorado Springs.
Thank you. Barbara is probably the only one online right now that met. Did you meet Lanello?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. She's the only one I know of right now that's online, at least, that met Lanello. If any of you there have ever met him, feel free to share what you thought of him and what your experience was, because he was quite a remarkable person, a wonderful sense of humor.
This is
and Barbara
Carlene.
Can probably tell you stories.
This is Carlene Tagstrom.
Oh, Carlene, yes, of course. You would have met him.
Yes,
Carlene,
I have met him. I have met him, and also Claire DeLee and Montesay. That was just incredible experiences. So thank you.
Both Claire DeLee and Lanello, who were known as Mark and Elizabeth Prophet when they were here, they have ascended, and they are two of the sponsors of our Heart Center community today, helping us and working with us as we continue our reason for being here. And you know, we're coming into that great golden age. In fact, we're at the very beginnings of it. And remember, there's going to be a certain amount of labor pains as Earth goes through her giving birth to this new age of Aquarius. So with that, we will close in prayer. And Lenore, are you there yet? If you are, hit *6, and we'll ask you to pray to seal us.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm grateful for the class, and I will be happy to say a prayer for the conclusion of this class. In the name I am that I am, we call to beloved Saria and Cuzco. We thank you for this wonderful heart stream that you gave most recently and then again tonight, and we feel your energy and all that action that took place in the original release of this heart stream as taking place again tonight, and we are a part of it. And we thank you, and we thank you for helping us to remind us that we do have a white fire, blue fire sun in our higher self that connects us with you, and then that helps us to fulfill what you desire to have come about on this earth through our oneness. And we are grateful for the new blue wave, and we are reminded that that wave also carries the frequency of joy, and that joy is part of what will bring in the new age. And we are so grateful for this time we've had together tonight, and we continue in our walk together through these classes and any broadcasts that we participate in together, and we see our oneness. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lenore. Now we would like to invite everybody that can stay for an extra 15 minutes of prayer time. And we do this as quickly as we can by asking you to hit *6 and sharing your prayer request, and then hit *6 again to get off the line. And so we will write down your prayer requests, and there are a number of us here that will pray for you and continue to pray for you throughout the week. And if you would like, we will put your name in our prayer chalice. We even have, I think I heard Donald Galvin, who is in charge of our prayer chalice. I think I heard that he's online tonight too. So feel free to request being also put in our prayer chalice, where a number of people will be praying for you for several many days, and we'll keep it confidential. So do we have some prayer requests tonight?
Hello, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. I was wondering if you would pray for a man here in our community. His name is David Sprawls, and he is he's about 52, I think. He's attention deficit disorder,
mm-hmm.
and has tends to take advantage of people and try to get the most out of them, like his mother and his sister. And he has had disability, but for his attention deficit disorder and his hip. But he tends to want to move in on women especially and take advantage of them. I wondered if he's a soulless one, but I just pray for his soul that if he's anything left in him, that he would make some spiritual advancement.
Good. We will, and for his relationships and for his responsibilities and for the angels to take charge of him.
Yes.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more prayer requests?
This is Warren Wolfring.
Hi, Warren.
I've been self-diagnosed, and I think I have plantar fasciitis, which is a problem with the heel of the foot.
Oh, yes. Is it hurting you to walk?
Somewhat. Oh, I tolerate it.
Which foot is it?
Right.
Right foot. Okay, right heel.
Heel.
Okay, we will certainly pray for you on that. Thank you. Do we have any more prayer requests tonight?
Donna, this is Vicki Kidd, and
yes,
I've had
hi,
a lot of really bad painful arthritis in my neck and my shoulder and my arm, and I've already had two sessions with my acupuncturist, so it's still there somewhat, but it's been extremely painful from the cold that we have here, and I was wondering if you could put me on your prayer list for that.
In your neck and your shoulder and your arm?
Yes.
Which side?
The left side.
Left side. Okay, I sure will do that. And you've been seeing an acupuncturist?
Yes, and I had two sessions, and that's helped, and that's the only thing that's helped. I've tried everything, but it was actually just excruciating pain. I couldn't even lift my arm up to get a glass out of the cabinet or pour milk or anything. And it's better, but it's not 100% gone.
Are you left-handed?
No, thank goodness, no.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But it's been really painful.
Okay. I've got you down here, Vicki.
Thanks
for sharing
that.
We will pray for you. Hey, any other prayer requests tonight?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Carlene Tagstrom.
Hi, Carlene.
I'd like prayers for myself, for my health.
Uh-huh.
Also for Lois Bjork, for her mental state, Alzheimer's.
Yes. We keep her in our prayers, too. And you're 91 now, aren't you?
Yes, and she will be 91 in February also.
My goodness. Okay, I'll put you down, and I'll put Lois down also for your health and for her Alzheimer's situation.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other prayer requests tonight?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee, and
uh-huh.
I would like prayers for a friend. Their name is H.W., and her health is very bad. He is in the hospital, and he's had I'm not sure what all, but he's had three different surgeries on his heart. And then I have another friend, Anna. Her nephew passed away very suddenly. And another friend, her also, her name is DW, and her brother passed away. And then the other prayer that I would like is that Ted and I are going to Austin, and I just pray for a wonderful trip. And then the other thing I pray for is that, well, it's more of a thank you to all of the Ascended Masters and everyone that is blessing us so greatly with all these blessings. And I am so happy. I think it's wonderful that we are so blessed. And
yes.
So I just want to say a big thank you to them for them just for us being included.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you.
We will definitely thank the Masters.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have down here Ali H.W., who's had the three heart surgeries. He's in bad health. For Anna, recuperating from her nephew who passed.
Yes.
For D.W., whose brother passed.
Yes.
And for your Austin was Ted.
Yes.
And then the thank you. Okay, good.
Thank you, babe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody else who have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, Donna, this is Barbara.
Okay.
I have three requests. A good friend of ours, Eric Olson, was in a car accident yesterday. He's in intensive care. He had numerous broken bones, we don't even know if he's going to survive or not, but he's had very serious injuries, and he's in a hospital in Plano, Texas.
Okay.
So.
You know. All right, good. We've got that down.
And then the other is Philip had a fall at our fell down in the tech room at our business on November 10th and injured the whole left side of his body and did strike his head. His chiropractor thinks that he has all the symptoms of a mild concussion. He's getting better, but he's still got problems. And